Welcome to your deep dive. This time it's into the biblical theology of the Synoptic Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, and Luke for you.
Yeah.
You know, I love getting into like the nitty-gritty of how a story is told.
Yeah.
And today we're not just reading these Gospels. Yeah. We're looking for like the unique theological fingerprint.
Yes.
Each one leaves on the message.
It's like each Gospel writer is a chef with their own signature dish.
Okay.
Same core ingredients, but they bring their own flair, their own spices to the recipe.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that analogy. So what unexpected flavors are we going to find in the Synoptics?
Well, one thing that might surprise you is how infrequently the word Christ is used.
Really?
You'd think it would be everywhere.
Right.
But instead, we see Jesus preferring a much more mysterious title.
Okay.
Son of Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he's intentionally keeping his true identity under wraps.
Right.
At least for a while.
You mean like the messianic secret?
Yeah.
That always felt kind of like a plot device to me.
Yeah.
But I never really thought about like the theological implications.
Yeah.
Why all the cloak and dagger stuff?
Well, think about it.
Mm.
If Jesus had gone around shouting, I'm the Messiah, from day one, it might have just triggered a political uprising.
Mm-hmm.
People had certain expectations of what the Messiah would do.
Right.
And Jesus's mission was far more radical, far more about transforming hearts than overthrowing empires.
Right. Jesus wasn't exactly fitting the conquering king mold.
Right.
So he used Son of Man to like plant a seed to get people thinking differently about who he was and what his mission was all about.
And speaking of missions, the Synoptics are all about the coming of the kingdom.
Yeah.
But this isn't some distant future event.
Mm.
It's already unfolding in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, right now.
Okay, now this is where I start to get a little lost kingdom.
I
always pictured it as like a place, like some celestial castle in the clouds.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's a lot more nuanced than that.
It is.
Hey.
It's not so much about a location as it is about an active, dynamic rule.
Okay.
Think of it as God's power and authority at work.
Okay.
Transforming lives, breaking down barriers, establishing justice.
So it's less about a map.
It's less about a map.
And more like a verb.
And more like a verb, yeah.
Okay.
It's God's active reign in the hearts of his people.
So it's not just about waiting for some future utopia.
Right.
It's about recognizing God's presence and power.
Exactly.
At work in the here and now.
And this is where we encounter that tension between the already and the not yet.
Yeah.
The Synoptics are constantly reminding us that the kingdom is both here and not fully here. It's like a seed that's been planted.
Okay.
It's taken root and is growing.
Okay.
But it hasn't reached full bloom yet.
Okay. I'm starting to see the picture.
Good.
But what does this, like, kingdom actually look like?
Hmm.
If I were to try to describe it to a friend, where would I even begin?
First of all, it's undeniably theocratic.
Okay.
God is the one in charge, the undisputed ruler.
Mm.
It's also dynamic.
Okay.
God's not just sitting on a throne somewhere.
Right.
He's actively involved in the world, transforming hearts, restoring creation.
Mm.
And of course, it's messianic.
Right.
God's rule is specifically enacted through Jesus, the chosen one, the Messiah.
So there's like a clear hierarchy. God at the top. Jesus as his representative.
Right.
And then as still representative.
Right. That's the question.
Now, where are we fit into this whole kingdom picture?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And that's where things start to get really interesting.
Okay.
The Synoptics are all about how we live in light of this already but not yet reality.
Okay.
They're calling us to recognize the signs of the kingdom that are breaking through right now.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Signs. Like what? Mm. We're talking burning bushes or something.
Not quite that dramatic.
Okay.
But think about Jesus's ministry.
Okay.
The way he confronts evil.
Mm.
The way he heals the sick.
Mm.
The way he speaks truth to power.
Mm.
These are all glimpses of the kingdom breaking into our world.
Okay.
It's like watching a preview of the main feature, getting a taste of the full restoration that's coming.
So even though things are obviously still pretty messed up in the world,
right,
the Synoptics are saying that we can see evidence of God's power breaking through.
Exactly. Think about the symbolism of Jesus overcoming temptation in the wilderness. Right. He's facing down the same forces that led Adam and Eve astray.
Right.
The same temptations that Israel struggled with in the desert. And he emerges victorious, showing that God's power is ultimately greater than the darkness.
Wow. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
It's like Jesus is rewinding the tape, giving humanity a second chance, a chance to align with God's plan this time around.
Yeah.
But what about those of us who aren't, you know, facing down literal demons in the desert?
Right.
How do we experience the kingdom breaking through in our everyday lives?
Well, that's where things get really personal.
Okay.
The synoptics are full of stories about ordinary people encountering Jesus and finding their lives turned upside down.
Mm.
And it's not just about spectacular miracles.
Right.
It's about forgiveness of sins, about finding hope in the midst of despair, about experiencing God's love in tangible ways.
And those experiences, those moments of grace and transformation, those are signs of the kingdom breaking through.
Absolutely.
Even in like the smallest, most ordinary moments.
The synoptics are saying that the kingdom isn't just about some far off future.
Right.
It's about a present reality that can change our lives right here, right now.
Okay, this is starting to get really exciting. But you said something earlier about the kingdom being both kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Are they the same thing?
It's a subtle difference, but it's important.
Okay.
Kingdom of heaven might be a way of respectfully referring to God without directly using his name.
Mm.
It's similar to how some Jewish practices today avoid writing out the word God in its entirety.
So it's a matter of reverence, of acknowledging the awesomeness and holiness of God.
Exactly. Mm. And it's a good reminder that the kingdom, while it's breaking through in this world, ultimately transcends our earthly categories.
Okay.
It's something bigger, something more mysterious than we can fully grasp.
Okay, my mind is officially blown.
Good.
But if the kingdom is already present, why is there still so much suffering in the world?
Yeah.
Why do things still feel so broken?
That's where the provisional nature of the kingdom comes in.
Okay.
It's like we're seeing the first buds on a tree.
Okay.
But the full blossoming, the full harvest is still to come.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So how does that, like, in-between reality affect how we live? We've got this, like, taste of the kingdom.
Right.
But we're still surrounded by, like, brokenness.
That's where the good news of the kingdom really gets interesting.
Okay.
It's not just about escaping this world.
Hmm.
It's about living differently within it.
Okay.
It's about embracing a new set of values, a new way of being that reflects the reality of God's rule.
Okay.
Even as we await its full arrival.
Okay. I'm hooked.
Okay.
Tell me more about how this, like, good news plays out.
The good news of the kingdom.
Hmm.
It isn't just about a future promise.
Okay.
It's about a present transformation.
Hmm.
It's about aligning our lives with God's will.
Right.
And actively participating in his work of healing and restoration.
Right.
Even as we wait for the full arrival of his kingdom.
So it's not a passive waiting game.
Not at all.
We're not just supposed to, like, sit around twiddling our thumbs until the clouds part and the trumpets blare.
The synoptics make it very clear that we're called to action.
Okay, so what's on the blueprint?
Hmm.
What are these, like, instructions for kingdom living?
Well, think about the Sermon on the Mount.
Okay.
Jesus lays out a whole new ethic, a way of being that challenges the status quo and flips conventional wisdom on its head. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. It's a radical reordering of priorities.
It's almost like Jesus is saying, forget everything you thought you knew about power and success. In my kingdom, greatness is measured by humility, compassion, and a relentless pursuit of justice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this emphasis on righteousness, on living according to God's will, is a key theme throughout the synoptics.
But isn't this where things get a little tricky? The synoptics were written like a Jewish context.
Right.
With a focus on the law. Does the coming of the kingdom just, like, wipe the slate clean?
That's a great question.
Do the rules no longer apply?
And it's one that has sparked a lot of debate throughout history. But the synoptics seem to be saying that the kingdom doesn't abolish the law.
Right.
It fulfills it.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Okay.
How can it both fulfill and abolish?
Think about it this way.
Okay.
Jesus constantly challenged the Pharisees' legalistic interpretations,
mm-hmm.
their focus on outward rituals rather than inward transformation.
Right.
But he never dismissed the core principles of the law.
Right.
Love for God, love for neighbor.
So it's not about throwing out the rule book,
right.
but about deepening our understanding
yeah.
of what it means to truly live in right relationship with God and with others.
Exactly.
Okay.
The kingdom isn't about checking boxes or earning brownie points.
Right.
It's about a heart transformation
mm-hmm.
that leads to actions that reflect God's character.
This reminds me of something you said earlier about the kingdom being both a gift and a journey.
Right.
We don't earn our way in.
Yeah.
But we're called to grow and mature in our faith.
Precisely.
Okay.
The synoptics emphasize that true salvation will be evident in our lives.
Right.
If we've genuinely experienced the grace of God, it will change us from the inside out.
It's like we're given a new operating system.
Yeah.
But we still need to learn how to use all the features.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
And a big part of that learning process involves understanding our place
okay.
within the larger story of God's redemptive plan.
Hmm.
The synoptics are constantly connecting the dots
yeah.
between the Old Testament and the coming of the kingdom.
You mean like how Jesus is presented
as
the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies?
The hope that was whispered to the prophets, the longing for God's justice and peace to be established on earth.
Yeah.
All of that finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus
right.
and the coming of his kingdom.
So the kingdom isn't just some random new idea.
Right.
It's the culmination of God's plan from the very beginning.
Exactly.
But does that mean it's just for the Jewish people?
That's another fascinating aspect of the synoptics.
What about everyone else?
If you look closely, you see hints of this universal scope even in the Old Testament.
Okay.
God's covenant with Abraham was always meant to bless all nations.
So this outward focus, this inclusion of everyone,
yeah.
was part of the plan all along.
Exactly. Mm. And Jesus's ministry further reinforces this trajectory.
Okay.
He interacts with Gentiles, heals them, and even uses them as examples of faith.
Mm.
He's breaking down barriers,
right.
expanding the boundaries of who can be part of this kingdom movement.
This is really challenging my assumptions.
Hmm.
I always thought the synoptics were pretty focused on Israel.
Right.
But it sounds like the scope is much wider than that.
It is.
And this inclusiveness, this radical welcome.
Yes.
That feels like a sign of the kingdom breaking through right there.
Absolutely. And then there's the Great Commission.
Okay.
Jesus, having risen from the dead.
Right.
Commissions his followers to share the good news of the kingdom with the whole world.
So we're not just called to experience the kingdom personally.
Right.
But to spread the message.
Exactly.
To invite others into this new reality.
Precisely. And that mission, that global movement,
right.
is rooted in a deep understanding of the already and the not yet.
Mm.
We live in this in-between time,
yeah.
but we're called to be agents of transformation,
right.
to work for justice, to extend mercy, to reflect God's love in a world that desperately needs it.
So it's not about escaping this world,
right?
But about changing it.
Yeah.
About bringing the values of the kingdom into every sphere of life.
Exactly.
But how do we do that?
Hmm.
I mean, it all sounds very inspiring.
Yeah.
But how do we translate these lofty ideals into like concrete actions?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like to actually live as a citizen of the kingdom?
That's where things get really practical.
On a Monday morning when the alarm clock goes off.
And also where the synoptics offer some surprisingly down-to-earth guidance.
Okay.
For example, they place a lot of emphasis on community.
Okay.
On the importance of living in a way that supports and encourages others.
So the kingdom isn't just about individual salvation.
Right.
It's about building something together.
Exactly. The church, the community of believers,
right.
is presented as a kind of training ground for kingdom living.
Okay.
It's where we learn to love our neighbor.
Right.
To forgive those who have wronged us.
Mm-hmm.
To practice generosity and hospitality.
Mm.
To speak truth to power.
It's like a spiritual gym.
Exactly.
Where we work out those kingdom muscles.
Yeah.
Building up our capacity for love, compassion, and justice.
And then there are the practices.
Okay.
The rhythms of life that the synoptics highlight.
Hmm.
Things like prayer, fasting, giving alms.
Right.
These aren't just empty rituals. They're spiritual disciplines that help us stay connected to the source of our strength, to align ourselves with God's will.
So it's not just about believing the right things.
It's about cultivating a certain way of life.
It's about cultivating a certain way of life.
Yeah, a way of being that reflects the reality of God's reign.
Absolutely.
And all of this, mm-hmm. the teachings, the practices, the community, mm-hmm. it all points towards the future consummation of the kingdom.
Yeah.
That moment when everything will be made new.
Okay, now we're getting back into end times territory.
Right.
I'm still a little hazy on the details.
Yeah.
We talked about the fall of Jerusalem and the end of the age.
Right.
Are those the same thing?
That's a question.
And what about all the cryptic language?
Yeah.
About the abomination of desolation and the great tribulation?
Those are all questions that have puzzled people for centuries.
Right.
And the synoptics don't offer easy answers, but they do offer a framework for understanding these events, a lens through which we can view the unfolding of history.
All right. Let's dive into that framework.
Okay.
What insights can we glean from the synoptics about the events surrounding the end times?
Yeah.
Right, end times. I have to admit, this is the part where I start getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
It's like reading the last few chapters of a really good thriller.
Right.
You know, it's all going to come to a head, but you're not sure how it's all going to play out.
The synoptics definitely create a sense of anticipation. A buildup to this climactic moment in history.
Right.
But they also offer a lot of reassurance.
Okay.
Especially for those who are rooted in Christ.
So let's talk about that buildup.
Okay.
We talked earlier about the fall of Jerusalem.
Right.
And the end of the age. Are the synoptics saying these are the same event?
That's a question that has been debated for centuries.
Or is there a distinction?
Some scholars,
okay.
known as preterists, believe that the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD... a major historical event
right.
fulfilled all of the end times prophecies. But the synoptics seem to suggest something more.
Okay.
A future event that goes beyond that historical destruction.
So it's like the fall of Jerusalem is a foreshadowing.
That's a good way to think about
it. A smaller scale model of what's to come on a grander scale at the end of the age.
And the synoptics don't shy away from describing the intensity of those end times.
Right.
They talk about cosmic upheavals, persecution, false prophets,
right.
and a time of great testing for believers.
You know, sometimes when I read those passages, I have to admit, I get a little freaked out. It's like, okay, God, I get the whole justice and righteousness thing.
Right.
But does it have to be so apocalyptic?
It's understandable to feel that way.
Yeah.
The imagery can be pretty intense.
Right.
But remember, the synoptics are ultimately pointing us towards hope.
Right.
Towards the ultimate victory of good over evil. Towards the establishment of God's eternal kingdom.
But how do we make sense of all the signs and predictions? Are we supposed to be trying to figure out the exact date of the second coming? Or is there a different message here?
The synoptics are very clear.
Okay.
We're not given a timetable. Jesus repeatedly emphasizes that no one knows the day or the hour.
Right.
It's not about predicting when it will happen.
Okay.
But about being prepared for whenever it does.
It's like that old saying, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The focus is on living faithfully, discerning the times, and being watchful. And remember, watchfulness doesn't mean living in a state of fear or paranoia.
Right.
It's about staying connected to Jesus, abiding in his love,
right.
and allowing his spirit to guide us.
So even amidst the uncertainty and potential upheaval, there's a sense of peace and confidence for those who are rooted in Christ.
It is.
I mean, that's a pretty powerful message, especially in a world that often feels like it's spinning out of control.
And remember, the end times aren't just about judgment and destruction.
Yeah.
They're ultimately about God's final victory. The establishment of his eternal kingdom.
Right.
Where righteousness and justice prevail.
It's the culmination of everything we've been talking about, the full and final arrival of God's reign.
And speaking of culmination, we can't forget about the Great Commission.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, after rising from the dead,
right.
gives his followers this incredible task. He sends them out to share the good news of the kingdom with the whole world.
Wow.
Knowing that its full arrival is still to come.
It's like saying, okay, the world is still a mess.
Right.
But I've given you the tools to start putting it back together.
Yeah.
Get out there and spread the word. Build my kingdom one heart at a time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that mission, that call to action, is rooted in a deep understanding of the already and the not yet.
Right.
We live in this in-between time. It's this tension-filled space. But we're invited to be agents of transformation, to mm-hmm. work for justice, to extend mercy, mm-hmm. to reflect God's love in a world that desperately needs it.
So what you're saying is,
yeah,
even though the clock is ticking,
right,
we're not supposed to just sit around waiting for the end.
No.
We're supposed to be out there.
Yeah.
Living out the values of the kingdom,
mm-hmm.
making a difference in the here and now.
Exactly.
That's a pretty empowering message, actually.
It is. Yeah. And the synoptics are full of examples of people doing just that.
Yeah.
Feeding the hungry, healing the sick, welcoming the outcast, challenging the powerful.
Right.
They're showing us what it looks like to live as citizens of God's kingdom,
even
in a world that's still waiting for its full arrival.
This has been an amazing journey.
Yeah, yeah.
We've explored so much about the kingdom, its nature, its signs, its future, and its presence in our lives right now. I feel like I have a much deeper understanding of what the Synoptic Gospels are trying to tell us.
Good.
But as with any good deep dive, I'm left with even more questions than answers.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
The Synoptics are meant to be wrestled with, pondered, and debated. They challenge us to think deeply about our own lives, our place in the world, and our role in God's unfolding plan.
So to our listener, as you continue to explore this rich and complex tapestry of the kingdom,
right,
I'll leave you with this. What does it look like for you to truly live as a citizen of God's kingdom in your everyday life? What signs of the kingdom do you see breaking through around you? And how can you participate in its unfolding? Remember, the kingdom isn't just a far-off event. It's a reality breaking into this world right now.
Right.
Through Jesus and his followers.
And you, my friend, are invited to be a part of it. Keep diving deep.